this day. And I want to ask you if you'll be willing to pray for Brother Ken as he goes through this surgery, that God will help him and God will give him a safe and successful surgery, and that God would place his hand on him and heal him and give him a speedy recovery, that he could get back in the pulpit quickly, and God just you continue to use him in a mighty way. If you'll pray for Brother Ken, if you would, just slip up your hand. Brother Ken, I'll be praying for you. All right, now you raised your hand, so you got to fulfill that commitment. Amen. Pray for the preacher. Amen. Brother Ken, you come on preach, brother.
Thank you, Pastor. Just been a joy to be here this week. I appreciate the goodness of our Lord. And I want to be sure to remind myself about my manners. And thank you for being a blessing to this preacher. And I appreciate the good place you've allowed me to stay. I know that don't come without some sacrifices. And I don't take that lightly. I appreciate people that want to take care of the man of God. Appreciate all these churches that have gotten forth together, that this meeting could be possible. And I appreciate everything that they've done. I thank you for all of your nice gestures and hadn't had no bad comments. So if you got any, just let me leave without hearing them and I'd appreciate it. But you've been a joy. I appreciate Brother Jeff and these men as they stand before you week in and week out. Please remember to pray for your man of God. And I appreciate the Lord being under here each night in a unique and different way. And, you know, if every night was the same every night, then the devil could pattern the Lord and he'd know what he needed to do next. But I'm glad the Holy Ghost has always got him confused. Amen. And I've enjoyed the good singing tonight, the testimonies. And I tell you, this little fella, 81 years old, helped my heart tonight. I hope I can run these stairs when I'm 81. Amen. Well, tonight in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 23. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 23. It's been a lot said about this evening. And if you can and you're able, let's stand tonight in honor of the reading of the Word of God found in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 23. Luke 23. Start reading in verse number 33 this evening. The Bible said, and when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, you ought to underline that word. One of the greatest words in your King James Bible. If you'll underline it, I'll promise you I'll be back to it shortly. The Bible said, and there they crucified him. And the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And then said Jesus, what a relationship they have. Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. They parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. The soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar. And saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the king of the Jews. And I don't care what's the latest book that John Hagee's wrote, Jesus is the Messiah. Don't buy his network of lies. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus was the Messiah. The Bible says that his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. It's amazing men have got so educated they become ignorant. This is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. He said unto Jesus, things fixing to get better for him, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Every king has a kingdom. I'm glad I'm going to the kingdom tonight. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Thank you for standing tonight of honoring the reading of the Word of God. Father, we love you. I want to thank you for the good atmosphere of meeting that's been here this week. I want to thank you, Lord, how you've blessed us. And God, how you've challenged our hearts. And Lord, how you've let preaching be easy. And now tonight I'm relying on you, Lord, and realizing that your word goes out and accomplishes that of which you've sent. I want to thank you for these good people, Lord, their pastors. I pray your blessings would be on their churches. Help the camp here next week, the man of God that will be preaching. I ask you to give him gloriously liberty as you have granted that unto me. Help me now, would you take my mind and set it where it needs to be tonight? Lord, I wouldn't say one thing, God, that would grieve the Holy Ghost this evening. I pray you let preaching be easy, and Lord, in a crowd this size, surely there's one here lost without you, Son. And I pray that you'd do the work with the Holy Ghost that only the Holy Ghost could do tonight. Would you bring them under old-time conviction? God, and not only convict them, but convince them that they're on their way to a devil's hell without you, darling Son. Help us tonight. Give us traveling safety as we leave here. We'll be grateful to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The text that I've just read to you, in verse number 33, where I asked you to underline a word, is where I'd like to pull the thought from tonight. The Bible said, And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. You can look in all 66 books of your King James Bible. You'll never find this word mentioned again, that of Calvary. Matter of fact, it was capital. And I want to say tonight, by the way of introduction on this word, that God only mentioned it once. So I want to bring my text from that and preach on this thought. On Calvary, once was enough. Calvary once was enough. I want to say, first of all, one text was enough. God, in verse 33, seen fit that he would never mention this again. I often wondered, God, why didn't you ever mention Calvary again? I think maybe that it took God back to a place where it broke his heart to give his son for the likeness of me and you. I think that God and His Son had the greatest relationship that has ever been known to you and I. I want to tell you, not only was Jesus the Messiah to the Jewish people, but Jesus was also the Savior, not only to the Jewish people, but to the Gentile people. I'm glad He's still the way, the truth, and the life tonight. If you took a survey across America, you'd have many opinions of how that people could go to heaven. I noticed today there on the internet works that
one of the big chief leaders of the Catholic Church made this statement publicly this evening, that God would forgive atheists and God would forgive those that rejected His Son and would allow them to benefit from heaven. But I want to remind you tonight about what God said. He said His Son was the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except by Him. Jesus is not a way to heaven. Jesus is the only way to heaven. And my friend, all roads don't lead to heaven tonight. Narrow is the ways, what Christ said, and few be there that find it. Isn't it amazing that heaven's only some 500 miles long, some 500 miles tall? It is as a cube. Boy, isn't it amazing? The population of this whole world sounds like to me not many people are going. But I want to tell you, you can go if you want to go tonight. But the only way you can go is by His darling Son, the Lord Jesus. I'm reminded one text was enough because, you see, it was a place of design. Calvary was a place where God had been looking a long time. There when Abraham had went up on the hill with his darling son Isaac. There the reputation of Calvary was first portrayed in our Bible. The Bible said there God shall give Himself a lamb. Aren't you glad that He didn't send for somebody else, but He became God-man and He walked in this world and He hung on an old rugged cross and died for the likes of me and you. I believe this one text was enough. It was a place of design, no doubt in the heart of God. He had seen this for thousands of years. Can I tell you, friend, when Adam fell in the garden, I believe with all of my heart, it was no surprise to our God. Because He said before the foundation of the world, He was a lamb as of crucified as a lamb, without spot and without blemish tonight. Boy, in the mind of God, it took Him to this place. A place of design. And then secondly, it was a place of display. There, God could have done anything He could have ever done. But it's always amazed me tonight that the display of love, I could understand maybe that God loving us. But friend, when He gave unto us His Son, that took His love to a whole new level. I've got a little grand boy that is absolute the apple of my eye. I have two little old grand young'uns that are little old girls, and oh Lord, it's just a blessing to have them children. I've got some of the greatest friends in this world I guess a man could ever have. I appreciate the kindness that you've showed to me and you've shared with me this week, and I feel like that my spirit has been bonded with many of you, and I have friends now here for the rest of my life. But I want to say this. I'm going to be real honest. I could not give to you my child like God gave His. That amazes me. This one text was enough. It was a place of design. It was a place of display. Oh my, how it displayed the cruelty of Calvary and how it displayed the love of our God. When you die and go to hell in your sin without Christ, you always remember this, you went as an intruder. The Bible said that hell was created for the devil and his angels. Yes, we have a sovereign God, but we have a God that is very balanced. There is responsibility of man. As many as received Him, to them He gave power to become the sons of God. You have a will. We're saved by grace through faith. Grace is what God done for you on a cross. The Bible said He's given to every man the measure of faith. You better be glad for the day the Holy Ghost come by and ignited your faith and let you hook it into Calvary. Therefore, you've been gloriously born again by God's amazing grace. I'm glad there's a God in heaven that loves us tonight. I've often wondered, oh Lord, why wouldn't You ever put this text again? Is a place of design, is a place of display, is a place of discovery. There the Son of God died. That's big. I wonder what happened. I realize that a third of the angels fell with Lucifer. They're walking around in this world on assignments, but I wonder what happened to the two-thirds that stayed in glory and seen the Son of God get on a cross and die for the sins of humanity. I wonder what was going on in heaven that evening when God blackened the sky of this world. God gave up a lot to get us to heaven. And He don't take it lightly when you laugh at what He did for you by the love of His Son. Tonight I want to say that Calvary once was enough. We find one text was enough. It's never mentioned again in our Bible. Number two, in verse 34, you'll notice something happened. I want to say not only one text was enough, but one truth was enough. The Bible said the only place it ever cried from yet, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them. Only from Calvary did He ever say those words like that. Boy, there's the truth. Father, forgive them. I'm glad that truth still comes from Calvary tonight. I'm glad that truth is still just as real today as it was 2,000 years ago. When the Lord got up on a cross and He turned to God and He said, Father, forgive them. Can I say only forgiveness comes by His Son? He had done many things. He had fed the 5,000s. He had fed the multitudes. He had seen the lame to walk. He had seen the blind to see. Never had He mentioned, Father, forgive them. Boy, in this text we see one truth is enough. Here where He said, Father, forgive them, the Savior testified. There the Son was crucified. There in Romans 3, the sinner was justified. Said last night in justifications what God does in heaven. I'm glad that we're justified by the blood of His darling Son. I want to be so filled with God tonight. When a mosquito bites me, He flies off and says, goes to singing, there's still power in the blood. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I'm glad that the blood still saves. I'm glad the blood still cleanses tonight. So my friend, there the Son was crucified, the sinner was justified. And this is amazing to me. The sovereign God was satisfied. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. No other way. One text was enough. One truth was enough. Verse 35, one trial was enough. The Bible said the people stood beholding the rulers also with them derided Him, saying, He saved others, let Him save Himself, if He be Christ, the chosen of God. One trial was enough. I want to say, first of all, He was guilty of being the Lord. I'm glad it was the Lord of glory that took our place. Isaiah 53 said He was led as a lamb unto the slaughter. As a sheep before His shearer, dumb, not said what, not reviled, not barked out one word. There He was guilty of being the Lord. I want to say, secondly, He was guilty of love. What love that He's given for me and you. He was guilty of being the Lamb. Let me tell you, He was God-man, God manifested in the flesh. In Mark's gospel, Matthew's gospel, the disciples was in the boat. The storm got up. They ran to Him and said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? He stood up and rebuked the wind and the waves. They said, what manner of man is this? He was God-man. He's so much God-man, He could speak to the weather and make it lay down at His command. Boy, one trial was enough. He is guilty of being the Lord. He was guilty of love. He was guilty as of the Lamb. But you'll notice in verse 38 something happened. Calvary once was enough. One text, one truth, one trial. But in verse 38, there was one track was enough. The Bible said this, and a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. I believe with all my heart about gospel tract. I believe God uses the power of the gospel to open eyes. You always remember this. He said He chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. This gospel is so powerful. The gospel is good news. But let me tell you what, it's only good news if it gets there in time. And I believe in sharing the gospel. What a glorious story that God loved us enough that He sent His Son, hung on a cross and died, and was buried, and in 3 days got up, and went back to the Father, sent us the Holy Ghost to live in us, to school us and guide us till He comes back far. Boy, I'm going to tell you, one tract was enough. They put over His head, "This is the King of the Jews." You know what they did in that day? You know what this sign was about? When they would lead them to Calvary, they would take and they would write on a board, on a sign, and they would put above them as they led them to be crucified, they would put what they were guilty of so everybody would know why they were going to the cross. There God put the first tract that had ever been wrote. God wrote it. "This is the King of the Jews." It amazes me now how men's trying to change the Bible through that of material value. I don't care if the greatest speaker in America, I don't care what you think of neither one of them tonight, when they leave this King James Bible, you better be sure they went off on the wrong track, friend. This Bible's been here for us to live by. It's good enough to leave by. Thank God. I'm glad it's manna. I'm glad it's a mirror. I'm glad it's my manual. I'm glad it's everything tonight that we need till we get home. Amen. There God put a track over His Son. "This is the King of the Jews." I wonder as people watched Him as He was marched down the hall and is taken up toward Calvary. Boy, I seen something not long ago where that Simeon had come out of the country. They laid on him the cross of Jesus. Now I'm going to tell you what, one of the greatest signs that's ever been put across our Lord. This is the King of the Jews. And I want to say, not only one tract was enough, you'll see that, you'll notice in verse 39 through 49, one thief was enough. How many got saved there? One, far as we know, but I want to tell you, one thief was enough. I believe he would have died for him. If it had never been another one come, he would have died for him. I love how the Bible unfolds now. Not only one tract was enough, but one thief was enough. The Bible said in verse 39, "And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due rewards of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss." One thief was enough. His condition, he was in a bad place. We've all been in a bad place, some of us just a little worse than others. I'm reminded of the prisoners that I've been able to preach to on occasion. They're some of the roughest people in those places of lockdown that you'll ever meet in your life. There's some there. It's some out here tonight. The only reason we're not there, we didn't get caught up with. Aren't you glad it's a God in heaven that loves people on the inside like He does on the outside? I was telling Brother Jeff at supper tonight, I've met a man Montgomery, Alabama, locked up for life sentence, no parole. He's there at our prison revivals every time you greet me. And what a spirit, what compassion, what love. He told me, he said, I did something very brutal, very bad. God saved me since I've been in here and I can't get out. But while I'm here, I'm going to live for Him. Aren't you glad God still saves those sinners? There's some of you standing here tonight, the devil said you've done too much to be saved. There's some of you here tonight, you've been baptized, you've joined a church, but it's never been a time that God has convinced you you are a sinner. Can I tell you, your church membership will let you die and go to hell? I believe there's probably some of the great churches in America that's represented in this assembly this week. But you can join every one of them. You can be baptized, every catfish and every pond knows you by name. But until you've met the Lamb of glory and been washed in His blood, you'll die and go to hell in your sin. Oh Lord, I'm glad He loves those sinners tonight. We ought to sing that song, glad He saves those sinners. I don't never get over being saved. I said under no jealous preacher one time, he said, them tears and that shout's going to leave you one day. I want to say, by the good grace of God, I've been through some hollers. I've been through some storms. But I know in whom I believed. And I am persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that glorious day. I'm glad He loves us. When we're bad, He loves us. When we're trying to do good, He loves us. Thank God it ain't about what we do that makes Him love us. He's never loved us any less. I'm glad by the death of His Son, He's put us in His family. And therefore the love of God passes all understanding tonight. Hallelujah, what a Savior. I've never got over the day that He saved me. And I don't care what you've done. I don't care how long you've been doing it. There's a God in heaven that'll forgive you for it by His Son. His Son handles everything. I had a new suit the other day. Cut my hand. Knocked off a scab coming out of the church. Got blood on my new suit. I Googled. Thank God for Google. Showed me how to get the stain out. It said, if you got this stain, do this. If it don't work, try this. If it don't work, try this. If it don't work, throw it away. I got a better story to tell you than that tonight. I'm glad the blood of Jesus washes us clean. I'm glad there's not one sin here tonight that His Son's blood can't wash clean. Isn't that amazing concept? Isn't that amazing? God sent His Son. We were black as night. And by turning and looking to Calvary, there by grace through faith, we're saved. Saved. That's a long word. That's an eternal word. Saved. I'm glad when I don't have a thought going home tonight, I get unsaved. Some of us wouldn't make it out of here. Somebody say amen. When we lose our temper, I'm glad we're not unsaved. When we do a dirty deal, I'm glad we're not unsaved. The blood of Jesus not only saves us, He keeps us saved. One thief was enough. Watch this, verse 42. One of the greatest verses in the Bible. One trust was enough. The Bible said, and He said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me. Notice, the Bible does not say, and they said, but He said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when Thou comest into Thy kingdom. And watch, and Jesus didn't say unto them, salvation don't come by proxy. It comes by individuals. And Jesus said unto him. Now I'm going to take what the Bible says. I'm not going to listen to philosophy of man. I'm not going to listen to opinions about how I'm going to get to heaven. This right here is how I'm going to go to heaven, just the way he went to heaven. The Bible said, he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Boy, that kills soul sleep, don't it? That kills purgatory, don't it? Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. One trust was enough. Isn't that amazing? One trust is all it took. Wouldn't that have been amazing to die and go to hell without Christ? Wouldn't it be amazing to die that close to the Lamb of God without putting trust in Him? Somebody said, well, you've got to be baptized to go to heaven. You got to do this and do that to go to heaven. Well, I want to ask you this. How did He go to heaven? He went there by trust, by truth. He trusted the key to heaven. I like what Brother Willard Thomas said. He's in heaven tonight. He said that old dying thief preacher, he picked the lock of heaven. Some of y'all get that tomorrow. Isn't that amazing tonight? One thief was enough. One trust was enough. Lastly, one testimony was enough. He said, verily or truly, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Get Brother Jeff to be thinking about an invitation, whatever we need, if he wants to call on that tonight. I don't think a man will never go wrong bragging on God's Son. I think we could go wrong where we'd brag on ourselves. I got one of the greatest friends in my life. Some would know him if I called his name. He's been in the Rock of Ages prison ministry for years, one of the oldest members. Been a missionary, started in our house, our first missionary at the church. He told me something one time I've never forgot as long as I've, or since that I've heard it. When you go into prison, you're there to share the gospel with prisoners. You've got to ask them, is it okay that you might sit on their bunk? Because that's their space. That's everything that they have is there. Brother Ricky went and he talked to some young men and he came to his bunk and he said, is it okay if I sit down and share the gospel with you? He said, preacher, I'd love for you to sit down. Sit down, I got a few questions to ask you. Brother Ricky said they talked, he got ready to go, and he shared with them the gospel, and the young man just didn't want to have nothing to do with it. He said before he got ready to go, the young man leaned up, and he seen up under the bed that he was sitting on the wall there, it was chalk drawed, and it was lines through it. And Brother Ricky said that sort of got off with me. I said, I wonder what he's doing. He said, before I leave, he said, I'd like to ask you something. What's these chalk marks here on the wall? He said, oh, preacher. He said, I'm glad you asked me that. He said, in about 3 weeks, I'm just take a stick of chalk, and I'm going to mark through that last mark right there, and you know what's going to happen? Them doors out there are going to open, and I'm going to walk out here a free man. And this is what Ricky said the Lord give him to say. He said, son, if you die and go to hell in your sins without Christ, you'll never mark your way out of that place. Right.
We've made light of hell tonight. So light. Used to in the churches that we'd go, you'd hear a message on hell at least once a month, twice a month. God's not changed His mind about nothing He's put in this book. And this is what I want to leave with you people tonight. We're just getting that truck and go home, but I want to leave just a couple things. I wouldn't be much of a preacher if I didn't tell you this right here. God loves you so much, He sent His Son that you won't have to go to hell if you'd trust Him. We can't add nothing to that text I wrote to you tonight. You simply trust it. Lord, remember me. And then He said, today shalt thou, not y'all. I want to ask you something tonight. Do you really believe this Bible? Jesus is coming. It's winding down. I know it's still some revivals going on in some churches around this nation. And I appreciate that. But you that's got lost loved one this morning over there in that motel, I said, God, would you send salvation to my uncle's house? Would you send salvation to my two cousins' house over there that I run with? For some reason or another, Brother Jeff, God has seen fit to run His hands in our lives that others have never experienced. And I thank Him for that tonight. But I said all that to say this, you've got a chance. You can be saved if you want to be saved. The Bible said He paid a ransom for all. He paid the price for you. But it's up to you what you'll do with it. We're going to get a song of invitation tonight. Brother Jeff, what would you like to do? You all come around tonight. I'm going to ask you if you would, if you'd stand with us. They're going to sing this song. You may be here tonight and you've never been saved. I won't tell you if you die and go to hell without Jesus, you'll never X your way out of there. Some of you's got some loved ones that God needs to turn the light on. You ought to come and ask Him about it tonight. Some of you here and you've never been saved. You know what you ought to do? You ought to grab somebody that you really trust and love and say, would you go down there with me tonight? I'd like to be saved. Would you just do that, reach out, and if you don't want to come by yourself. But if you want to be saved, you can be saved. But you're going to have to trust the Lamb of Glory to get you there. Would it be anybody tonight that would come? Trust the Lord to save you tonight. Would you come? Would you come? Many are praying. Would you come pray?
Spotless Lamb must die. Oh, how could just one sacrifice.
Would you come
God
to Him tonight?
Jehovah satisfied.
There's room for you at the cross.
Year after year,
He loves you
the
so.
Blood would flow.
He can do no more
but
for you than what He's already done.
Wash me white.
He's given His life for you.
Salvation's day.
Would you come to Him?
Fulfilled as planned.
As God touches your heart by the Holy Ghost.
One holy land.
Would you come unto Him tonight?
One holy land. One wash my
would you
sin
come?
Away. One sacrifice.
You say, preacher, I know I've never been saved.
I could not pay.
Won't you just start His way tonight?
One holy lamb, one great I am. Because
He cares
one
for
seed
you.
Of Abraham.
It's not your
one
church
holy
membership.
Lamb, wash my
it's not
sin
your good works.
Away.
It's what the God of glory has done for you on His cross.
Father Christ, the spotless Son of God must die.
He cares tonight.
One final death for every man.
Your soul
one blood, one
is in a balance.
One holy lamb, one holy lamb.
He done all of that for you. All for you.
Washed my sin away.
All for you.
One sacrifice paid
would you come to Christ tonight?
I could not pay. One holy
would
lamb,
you come to
one
Him?
One great I am.
He loves
one
you
so. One seed of Abraham.
He cares for you.
One holy lamb.
Would you come
wash
trust
my
Him?
Sin away.
Young person, would you come?
One sacrifice.
Would you grab somebody by you? Say, just go to the altar with me and pray. I need to be saved. Older person. Older person, would you come to Christ tonight?
One seed of Abraham. One holy lamb.
Oh, He cares.
Washed my sin away.
And He can. He loves you so. Would you come tonight?
Atonement Day, the Father cries, the spotless Son of God must die. One final death for every man. One blood, one life, one holy lamb. One holy lamb washed my sin away. One sacrifice paid the price I could not pay. One holy lamb, one great I am. One seed of Abraham. One holy lamb washed my sin away. One sacrifice paid the price I could not pay.
One paid that price for you tonight.
One great I am.
You just trust
one
Him.
Of
He'll
Abraham.
Save you tonight.
One holy lamb wash my sin away. One holy lamb wash my sin away.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate the preaching. I appreciate my Savior tonight. I'm glad He died for me. And I'm glad He saved me. An old rotten sinner like me, He saved me by His marvelous grace. I'm glad, as we sung the song, Saved to the Uttermost. But I'm glad that I know that I'm saved to the uttermost. Amen. I'm glad I can go home tonight. I can lay my head on my pillow. And I can go to sleep. I won't lay there and worry whether I wake up, whether I be in heaven or whether I be in hell. Because I know that I know that I know that I'm saved by God's grace. There's nothing like the peace of God in your heart and in your life. You're here tonight and you're lost. I'm praying God will just settle Holy Ghost conviction on your heart. That He'll make you so miserable, you'll want that peace. You'll want to know that you're saved. Amen. I'll say this, you'll never get saved till you see yourself lost. You got to be a sinner before you get saved. Amen. And I'm praying God will continue to touch your heart and work in your heart and in your life. Amen. I appreciate the good week, how the Lord has blessed us this week in meeting. Appreciate Brother Ken Bowman, appreciate the great preaching, brother. Thank you so much. How God has used him, and it's helped my heart, and I thank the Lord for that. And I appreciate each one of you that's been so faithful to be here this week. This is week one, and now Monday night, 7:30, we'll begin week two. And Brother Terrell Crump from Kayser, North Carolina, will be here with us preaching, and looking forward to next week. Pray for the meeting next week. Invites people to come be a part of camp meeting. I want to say a special thank you tonight to True Gospel Baptist Church, who fed all the pastors and preachers tonight. And it was wonderful. We thank you so much for doing that, Brother Rick, and your church family. And next week on Tuesday night, all the pastors and preachers are invited to be at Pine Grove Baptist Church at 5:45, and the ladies there are going to feed all the pastors and preachers on Tuesday night. And then on Wednesday night, be at Allendale Baptist Church at 5:45, and they're going to feed all the pastors and preachers at Allendale. And we'll have Thursday and Friday open. If any other churches would like to do one of those nights, if you would, just let me know. And we'll be honored to come and eat with you. Amen. We appreciate these churches, these ladies that's willing to do that for us. And we appreciate that so much. And thank you for that and your efforts. But pray for the meeting next week. God will bless. Pray for Brother Ken Bowman and Brother Joe as they'll be traveling down the road here in just a little bit. Got a long ride back to Georgia, almost to Alabama. And you pray for them. God give them safe traveling grace. And pray for their services on the Lord's Day. And then pray for Brother Ken next week on Wednesday as he has his surgery. The Lord will help him through that surgery and touch him and heal him and give him a speedy recovery. Amen. So please go away. Shake hands with at least 50 people. You'll be free to go. But look around if there's any paper or anything.